USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Floridians in vulnerable areas are boarding up windows and filling sandbags as Hurricane Ian makes its way north. National Hurricane Center Acting Director Jamie Rome says evacuating will help first responders.
I want to stress that if you're ordered to evacuate, that you must comply with those evacuation instructions.
Forecasters saying Ian will pass west of the Florida Keys Tuesday before it heads up the state's west coast on Wednesday into Thursday. Lawmakers are working on a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. The federal government runs out of money late Friday night. Democrats who run the House and Senate are crafting a short-term spending extension, but they'll need to get Republicans on board. Two Maryland men are under arrest, accused of trafficking fentanyl disguised as candy. They were arrested earlier this month after meeting with undercover agents to sell roughly 15,000 pills that were hidden in Nerds and Skittles packages. The White House is again slamming Russia's threat to use nuclear weapons to help win its war against Ukraine.
They have made these threats before over the course of this conflict, this past 6 months or more. We, of course, take it seriously.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calling the threat reckless and irresponsible. She said a nuclear strike would have disastrous consequences for Russia, Ukraine, and the world. Over 60 different ready-to-eat meat products are being recalled over possible listeria contamination. The U.S. Department of Ag saying the products originated at Behrman Meat and Processing Incorporated between July 7th and September 9th. A full list of the affected products can be found on the Food Safety and Inspection Services website. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Alongside the Japanese Prime Minister in Tokyo, Vice President Kamala Harris says economic ties between the United States and Japan are spurring innovation.
I look forward to our discussions on many levels about increasing prosperity for our nations, including the work that we will do in terms of supply chain resilience and the work that we can do to continue to invest together in the research and development that is happening in our nations.
She also spoke about the U.S.'s security commitment to Japan. Vice President Harris is expected to attend the state funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Tuesday. Abe was assassinated in July. NASA is set to try moving an asteroid in an impact test.
Can NASA shift the orbit of an asteroid by smashing into it with a fast-moving spacecraft? The agency might find out Monday when DART, a bus-sized spacecraft, traveling at over 14,000 miles per hour, tries to hit a 525-foot-wide space rock. The impact is scheduled for 7:14 p.m. Eastern on Monday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFLPA is asking the league to review its concussion protocols. This comes after Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa returned to yesterday's game against the Buffalo Bills after suffering an apparent head injury. The quarterback citing a back injury as the reason for having left the game instead of a head injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.